You've come a long way to die, Jedi. And in that tiny ship. You must be very brave. Refusing to speak. How quaint. It's of no import. I have no questions for you. When the time comes, you will talk. You'll insist on it. You'll beg me to listen to you. It is not a threat. It is an inevitability. Even when, as you float there in restraint, helpless, you rage against me, eyes wild with defiance, face flushed with the heat of your hatred, what does make you more lovely? Where's that hatred? It feels like... So, let us speculate about your mission. You're very young. Perhaps you passed the trials last year. The ship is small and equipped with basic stealth. You came here to observe. It was a mission that called for volunteers. Yes, that sounds like the Council. Your mission was reconnaissance. Dangerous to be certain, but not a goal that required extensive experience. A simple flyover would tell you the configuration of our base, the approximate number of troops, and if it were a staging ground for invading the Galactic Core. You must have been surprised when you saw how tiny it was. How few soldiers there were. Is that why you risked landing and approached on foot? To see what was being done here? Shall I tell you the secret of this place? Of our work here. It is religious. I am on pilgrimage. I do not mock you. This place is sacred to the Sith. Our ancients reside here in holocrons. They advise us and plot against us. Such is our way. Now you know. Mission accomplished. Reconnaissance complete. You simply need to escape and survive to report back. But that's not why you came. No. You came because you wanted to kill me. The hate in your heart isn't for the Sith Empire, but for me specifically. I can always tell. So you started to feel that, have you? It's a part of my art. My process, as my mistress calls it. Yes, I've been lately choking you since I entered the room. Gradually increasing the intensity ever so slowly. Mustn't get too excited and kill our guest, but we do need to keep up the pressure. Why? Because you enjoy it, of course. It's what you want in your heart. It's what you need. Do not be ashamed. Many Jedi ache for such treatment. It is my pleasure to provide it. Be calm, young one. You're barely past your trials. You could never defeat me, not as you are in any case. Maybe after some special training. Oh? What's that? You would never consent to being trained by a Sith Lord? The dark side does not require your consent. And here's the lightsaber that you surrendered to my captain. She was a commando with the Republic, you know. She insists that I should kill you quickly, and that you surrendered too easily. That you're trying to trap me. I feel your uncertainty, and even some fear. Interesting. It intensified when I picked up your weapon. Why is that, I wonder? Oh my. What do we have here? A yellow. No. Perhaps even golden saber. Other Sith may not know what this means, but I was a Jedi once. I know. You're a Sentinel. The Jedi's own inquisitors. Elite. Incorruptible. I wonder what lies you told your masters about your intentions here. I wonder what lies you told yourself. Is your breathing becoming too difficult? Your face is flushed, child, and signs of your enjoyment are quite clearly visible through your clothing. Don't pretend otherwise to me. There's no need to lie here. Don't worry, I won't tell your master your secrets. There it is. The reason for your hatred. The reason why you volunteered for this simple reconnaissance mission. The motive for your deceptions. You did not know what to expect, but you did know that I was here. And you suspected. No. Hoped that she would be here as well. But who is she? I confess you have me at a disadvantage. Perhaps this will help. What am I doing? I'm directly stimulating you. In all your secret places. Places where your Jedi masters tell you that you cannot be touched, must never be touched, because love is forbidden. As if you could be forbidden to love. I could not. Neither could your sister. Your sister. I see. The girl we captured a year ago on Dantooine. Yes. Captured. Never killed. Oh no. She was like you. Special. What do I mean? I mean that she had a great deal of anger and fear when it covered something else. An ache. Oh? Was that a moan that I heard? You tried to stifle it, but the Force is powerful. You came here for revenge on her behalf, but I don't think she would understand your reasoning. She is my mistress's new apprentice. You can see her if you want when we are done here. Another moan. You seem to be enjoying this as much as she did. Oh yes, she was here, and my capable hands. Wait, what did you call me? Oh? The Jedi call me the Defiler of Innocence. I suppose even they get something right at times. Yes, that's right. Now my fingers are deeply inside you. My mind touching you in places where a lover should. But you've never had a lover, have you? You certainly fantasized, however. No. Don't resist now. Your secrets are open to me. Your shame burns like your rage. I was once like you until I met my mistress. She showed me the true nature of the Force, the true nature of our longings, the failure of the Jedi Code. Oh yes, she loved me in ways I could not begin to understand. Yes. Good girl. Can you feel my fingers going deeper inside you? I require no physical contact for this. Mm-mm. Yes. Such is the risk of the Sith arts of love. It is not one way when done with others such as ourselves. With power. Love is dangerous. The Jedi understand this, which is why they forbid it. Cowards. Yes, I'm close to you. No. Are you not aware of how beautiful you are? How others must see you? Imagine even your master thought about doing this to you, making you his, taking you with his powers, filling you as I am now with my slim digits. Your sister felt much like this, you know. She didn't resist as well as you did. When we did this, well, she was eager to please me, to impress me. Yes. You are a faster learner, though. You respond so exquisitely. I feel the touch of your mind on me, untrained but eager. Yes, that's right. You don't need to resist. Your tears tell me all I need to know. That's right. Let yourself do what comes naturally. Pleasure me by apprentice. Yes. You understand now? In this duel, even to be defeated is to be victorious. But I don't intend to lose. Not now. Because I never lose. My apprentice. I think you might be getting me a bit close. It seems I have to ramp it up a bit. You too? You first. Oh, yes. I was right about you. You are special. Yes, you're free now from the restraints. Here's your saber. Do as you will. No, my soldiers will not stop you. You may return now to your masters and report, if that is what you desire. Oh yes, you could ignite your weapon, and we could duel again, but it would have much the same result. And be far less pleasurable. Other options? Well, if you were so inclined, you could abandon your old teachings and come with me in my ship. I assure you that the trip will be enjoyable. Where are we going?
Why, I'm taking you to Korriban, where I'll teach you the true nature of the Force. You shall experience such pleasures as no Jedi has even conceived of. So, what will it be? Obedience or passion? Deception or love? It is your choice, my delightful new apprentice.